So, Julia, let's talk about types of people.
Okay.
Right, first one, are you a fitness freak?
A fitness freak. I'm fairly fit, but I'm not a freak. No, I'm not a fitness freak. No,
Now, so you
definitely not.
exercise, but it's not like you do it all the time.
No, and I do some unhealthy stuff as well. I like to drink, and I'm a former smoker, and yeah, no, I'm not a fitness freak.
Right, yeah, I think, yeah, fitness freak is like somebody who does it, who exercises compulsively.
I indulge in bad stuff too, so no, I'm not a fitness freak.
Okay, so that leads us to the next question. Are you a party animal?
Not anymore.
But
I'm too old now.
when you were younger, you were a
I
party
think,
animal.
yeah, I'd say that was probably the type that I most fitted into.
Oh, nice. I was never a party animal.
No.
No, I've always been pretty, but tame. I've always been pretty tame.
Yeah, I was pretty wild when I was
Really?
younger. Yeah,
So
yeah.
you used to drink, smoke, stay up
Yeah,
late.
yeah, yeah, yeah. All that and more. Yeah.
Come home in the wee hours of the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. That's cool. Okay, next one would be, do you know anybody in your family who's a couch potato?
Couch potato.
Because I know that you're not a couch potato.
I'm not a couch potato, no. My brother sometimes demonstrates couch potato traits. He
Yeah.
likes to play video games and stuff like that, and he'll spend a lot of time watching movies, and so he does spend a lot of time sedentary compared to me. He makes me look like a fitness freak, I guess, because he doesn't do so much exercise.
Right. And so for people listening, the couch potato is somebody who watches a lot of TV and sits on the couch a
Spends a lot
lot.
of time on the couch, yeah.
Well, how about the similar personality trait of the bookworm? Are you a bookworm?
A bookworm. No, but I think my husband's probably a bookworm.
Yeah. So he
Spends a
just.
lot of time reading books. He reads very fast, so he gets through a lot of
Ooh,
books.
he's a speed reader.
Yeah, he's just a very fast reader, and he has to read all, he has to have a book with him all the time. He cannot. A waiting room or on a train or any situation where you've just got to sit around, he cannot do it if he doesn't have a book.
Yeah, I live alone, and that's a terrible trait that I have. I cannot sit and eat and just eat without something occupying my attention. I have to read, or I have to be like watching something on the computer. And if I go to a waiting room or anything like that, or I'm on a plane, I'm the same. I have to have something to read. It drives me nuts.
See, I can't read on transport because I get sick. It makes me sick, makes me nauseous.
You
I
get
get
motion
seasick.
sickness.
Yeah. So I don't have a habit of reading on a trip, a bus or a car. Oh my God, no, I can't read. No way. But my husband reads everywhere all the time.
Oh, that's cool.